Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. Welcome to a very special episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. Today, I'll be teaching Tamara how to make one of my favorite recipes, a chaffle recipe, from the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook.
I am so excited, Stephanie, to make chaffles because I am very inexperienced with chaffles. And it's great because if you're on YouTube and you're watching it on video, you can see it live. It's so exciting. If you're on our podcast, you can still listen in. We're going to be taking you step by step through the recipe and giving you great tips. And if you want the free recipe, this is a free sneak peek of her, one of her recipes in the book. You can find it in the show notes or at dirtylazyketo.com.
So Tamara, I have to ask before we get started, have you ever made a chaffle before?
No.
Because chaffles are hot. Like, have you made one before? I got to know.
I only one time, and this was like early on when everybody was jumping on the bandwagon, and I don't think I made it right. So Stephanie, I really need your expertise in this because I want a good chaffle. So I'm hoping this recipe is going to be great.
Well, now the pressure's on. I'm feeling the pressure.
No pressure.
I'm feeling hot.
This better be good.
Well, for listeners who are not familiar with a chaffle, let me explain. A chaffle is actually a portmanteau, and that is when two words are pushed together to make a new word. So cheese, waffle, chaffle. Another one that you probably are more familiar with is brunch, which is breakfast, lunch.
I can't wait. I don't think this one has cheese in it, though, does it?
See, now that's where I get all crazy, because you know I'm the dirty, lazy girl, right?
Yes.
And I like to break the rules, as everyone knows. And in my opinion, a chaffle, Tamara, doesn't always have to have cheese. Because what if you don't like cheese? Or what if you ran out?
Yeah.
So I like to think of a chaffle as a fake waffle. And it looks like a waffle. It tastes like a waffle. But it's not made without flour or sugar.
Oh, so, that's fantastic. Who knew you could do that?
Well, I decided I could. No one told me. I just said, you know what? Cooking doesn't have to be so perfect and exact. I'm going to break the rules and do it my way. So I hope our listeners are excited because today we're going to make a recipe. It's called the Sweepstake Chaffle on the Beach because it has a lot of tropical flavors.
Nice. Are you ready? I wore my lei in honor of our tropical lovely chaffle.
Well, you look so fabulous. Should we do the hula before we start?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I cried like ridiculous.
Who knew you'd be dancing on camera and making a chaffle?
I know. You need your ukulele here.
Should I get the ukulele out?
Yes. Yes, you should.
Ukulele, people.
Yes.
I learned that when I was in Hawaii recently. The instructor corrected me because I'm like, I got my ukulele here. And she's like, it's pronounced ukulele. That's so embarrassing. All right. Well, it looks like you're kind of set up there in the kitchen, so I don't want to...
Got it ready.
I know, we're ready. Should we get cooking?
Yeah. One thing I love about it already is it only needs a mixer. I mean, what do you call it? Blender and a waffle iron, right? Like
that's
there's
it.
No stove or microwave or anything or air fryer or anything, right?
It's like the least complicated recipe in the whole cookbook.
Great.
Well,
love
one thing
it.
I've learned is that most people don't really want to cook. Like, they want to buy a cookbook, but they don't really want to cook. They want things that are easy, simple, like few ingredients. They want it to taste good and look good, but they don't want to do a lot of work. That's how I am. Like, I'm super lazy.
Yeah.
I want things simple. I don't want to be in here all day. I don't have time for cooking. I got things to do, right?
Me too,
my
exactly.
Ukulele playing. to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it simple.
Well, it says here, well, we need to plug in the waffle iron first, right?
Okay. Well, let's plug in the waffle iron. But before you do that, Tamara, I'm like, okay, we got to slow down.
I know.
First thing we have to do is spray our waffle iron. And the reason why, so I got my waffle iron. Show me your waffle iron. I want to see what it looks
Here's
like.
Here's mine. Oyster.
How many does yours make? Is yours fancy?
Mine makes four. I think mine's a little bigger than yours.
Yours is better. I want to come to your house.
Mine's bigger.
Yours is bigger and better. You know what I like about yours, Tamara, is that you can make all four at once. And I have to make two at a time. That's not as
okay. But it doesn't really, like, size doesn't actually matter, though. Because I know when the chaffle thing, when the rage was going, people are all, like, buying that little dash one or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people are buying the chaffle maker or the, you know, the specialty one that was advertised. But the truth is, right, it's just a freaking waffle maker.
So you
it's
don't need those.
Same thing. Anything will do. So I bought mine, Tamara, on a Black Friday special. It was $10, and then I had a $10 rebate, so I got it for free.
Oh, dude.
I know, but I had to get up at like 4 in the morning to get it.
Oh, whatever. Wow. But that is a good JCPenney. Deal.
They're probably closed now. But yeah, I mean, anything will do. Walmart, whatever you got. You don't have to
So we plug it in.
So even before you plug it in, look at me. Oh. We have so many steps. You want to spray it? Do you have some Pam or something?
I do. Well, it's fake Pam.
That's what I have too. I was all embarrassed.
Store brand.
I was like, damn, do I not have some real Pam? I'm going to be.
No, but you know what, Stephanie? We are dirty, lazy, and dirt cheap.
We're the dirt cheap cookbook. And mine is called Pure and Simple Original Cooking Spray from the Dollar Tree.
Mine is Rayleigh's brand.
Rayleigh's
For those
brand.
On the West Coast, we have Rayleigh's.
You have the house brand nonstick cooking
yes,
spray.
Yes, the house
Well, the reason
brand.
Why you want to spray it before you plug it in, Tamara, is, you know, have you ever sprayed aerosol, like when something's hot and on fire?
It's all smokes.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
So I don't want to light my hair on fire.
No, you don't light your stuff on fire.
Okay.
So spray it before you plug
spray.
It in.
All right.
Good spray.
All right.
That's cheap. You bought the house brand.
Yes, I always do.
Okay, me too.
Awesome.
That's so funny that you said that because I was like, damn,
now,
embarrassing.
Now do we plug it in or do we
now you
see,
plug,
I really
it in.
Want to plug it in?
Okay. Plug it in, sister.
All right.
So it's we got that. Hot. That's it. That's our cooking for the day. You're done.
All right.
Woohoo. See, I just want to point out the fact that I have the smallest kitchen in America. I have a 2-foot by 2-foot area where I'm able to do my work and there's no other space.
Yeah, mine isn't much better. But I like your backsplash.
I really cleaned up for today's podcast.
I know, me too.
Last night, Tamara was texting me pictures. It's all shiny and clean. I was like, oh no. I got dishes everywhere. I got my empty drink bottles. I'm like, I need to get to work. So I appreciate that we're doing this because it forced me to get, you know, tidied up for the recording.
Yes. I know, me too.
And
I have mine set. Stephanie, I have mine set on medium heat.
You have temperature control?
You
are very fancy.
Okay, I'm just going to leave it at
medium. Mine has a red button saying on, and that's all I got.
Okay, so if you have a temperature control, I would say just go safe and go medium.
That sounds good. Well, we'll see what happens. Good. We're going to compare.
Okay.
That's funny. I didn't even know there was an on and off medium heat button.
Oh, well.
You know.
Have to be fancy and go to Target.
Apparently. That's a little bit of a step up for me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me. Okay, so we have officially done step one, which is to plug in the waffle iron and have it sprayed with the nonstick cooking spray.
Okay.
So now we're ready to get started. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to get our blenders prepared because there's no sense in doing a lot of extra dishes in my opinion.
So blenders, let me just ask you real quick.
Let's stop and talk about blenders.
Well, because I kind of was mad because I didn't want to get mine way off the shelf. Because I never use it. Uh-huh. Could I have used my magic bullet?
You could use whatever you want, girlfriend. Oh. This is the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. If you don't have a blender, I'll tell you a sad story. The blender that I had, it had tape along the side, and it was a red, from the Dollar Tree again, red duct tape holding it together. And I was like, that's really bad. I'm going to up my game. So I got an early birthday present and I got myself a new blender.
Well, mine had like literally cobwebs on it. So
okay. Well, this is a big deal. We're cooking, Tamara.
I know. Okay, so we got our blender, okay.
You got your blender. I'm going to just be adding my ingredients to the blender. One of my favorite tips about the cookbook is I like to not use a lot of dishes. I don't think it's a good idea to make a big mess because...
Yeah, I don't want to wash those.
I don't want to wash dishes. So just throw all your stuff right in the blender.
Perfect. You like that? I love that. What's our first ingredient?
First ingredient, my friend, is 5 large eggs.
Look at me. I was all prepared.
You got them already. Can you do the one-handed? I can't.
No, I'm not that fancy. I'll try. Oh, God, there's probably...
For everyone listening at home, all we're doing right now is cracking 5 eggs and putting them in the blender. Nothing like that. Nothing about that.
One of the things that I've heard that people say about truffles is that they're kind of eggy.
This is true.
But this recipe... Is it have an eggy taste to it or no?
It does not. I'm going to combat the egginess.
Oh, yay.
Lots of other flavors. That's a good question.
Good. We want to know how to do that.
We don't want to have a lot of
egginess. If you like eggy, great. But I'm like you. I want it to taste more bready, like a waffle, like a real waffle.
I want it to be as waffly as possible.
Yes. Okay, so we got our eggs in there.
Oh, I got a shell in mine. Better pull that out.
Oh.
That's embarrassing.
I better check. No, I'm good.
It's okay because the blender will go on. It'll be all crunchified. Yeah. No one will ever see it.
You get extra crunch.
Get an extra crunch. See, that's the beauty about adding some nuts later is that it'll disguise any kind of eggshells that perhaps it's not there.
Sorry, my dog's barking. I can't control her.
She is excited about having a chaffle.
She is.
You might have one later. We'll save one for Mamba. Yeah. So after we did our 5 large eggs and we put those right into the blender, the next ingredient is 4 tablespoons of coconut flour. Okay, and I'm going to hold up my coconut flour for our folks to see on TV land.
Okay, can I just tell you, I'm upset because I last minute bought this and I had to get the expensive Bob's Red Mill.
Oh, that is a good brand.
It's all organic. Oh my God,
I
was like
that brand.
No, it was all I could find because I waited till the last minute. So I need you to tell me, where can I get coconut flour that's not like an arm and a leg?
Not like an arm and a leg. Well, I like to shop at a lot of discount grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And I know it does take a little bit of time, Tamara. But Bob's Red Mill, I have been able to find really good prices at Big Lots. Uh-oh. I don't know if you've ever checked there.
Oh, no.
They carry that
brand.
I didn't
know they had it.
And this one I have here, I bought this organic coconut flour at Grocery Outlet. Which now, if you don't have either of those stores, that's okay. Check your local community for what kind of discount grocery stores you do have. Sometimes just trying a new store, you might find some new things.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Because I'm cheap too. But you do have to kind of plan ahead and get these ingredients ahead of time.
Okay, so it says here 4 tablespoons of coconut flour. So I'm going to go ahead
and get started.
And are you super precise and like... No. You level off your spoon.
Well, I'm going to try, but if I mess up, that's okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm just kind of doing it on the side of the bag.
That's what I do too. Is there another way?
You know, when I had cooking in high school.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
What did they teach you?
You take a knife, like a butter knife, and you run it across it so it's super, super even and level. I was like, well, that's too precise. I'm sorry.
Are we doing surgery or are we making...
I mean, come on.
That's way too complicated.
I know.
I don't have time for all that.
Me either. Oh, good. Good. Okay. So our next ingredient. So we've got
I also wanted to point real quickly. The reason I chose coconut flour for this recipe and not almond flour, which a lot of keto cooking does, is I feel like coconut flour is a little bit more moist. So if you're feeling like your chaffles are too dry, you may decide to swap in coconut flour, either all coconut flour, or you could go half and half. But it's also a tropical recipe, so I wanted more tropical flavors.
Okay, great. Okay, so next we do low-carb protein powder. You had to help me out on this, Stephanie, because I had none. Well, I had some, but it was like chocolate flavored, and you're like...
You were like, this is going to work, right? I'm like, it's chocolate, Tamara. We cannot have chocolate in our coconut.
Okay,
well, actually, you probably could.
Maybe, you could try it.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? This is up to you. This is your chaffle. If you want a flavored... protein powder, then you just go for it. When I was looking through my cabinet, I came up with this, something I bought at the discount store. This was 99 cents a can. And
no
I was
way.
Like, seriously? And what the deciding factor for me is the carbohydrate the total carbohydrate for this is one carb. I was like, I'm buying that. And it was a dollar.
Spend some more money.
You're welcome to. Another brand I really like is Quest. This is the vanilla milkshake flavor, but they have lots of different options. Cinnamon would be a good one here, or plain, or whatever.
So we want plain or vanilla is what we want, right?
Yeah, or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, you gave me this nice packet, and I'm like loving it because you could take it with you on the go. So that was fabulous.
On the go.
Yeah, this is Bipro, and it's whey. I guess any kind of protein, or does it have to be whey?
Whatever you want, as long as it's low in carb. Just check the nutritional label. I know some of them get pretty high. Like my daughter uses a lot of pea protein powder and rice protein powder because she's running. So she wants more carbs. But for me, I don't. So I'm going to just shop for whatever's.
No. So check the label three tablespoons.
Three tablespoons. Let's say you don't want all that protein. You know, a lot of our listeners are not doing the lazy part. Maybe they're real strict and counting all the stuff. I don't know. So you could do less.
Well, is the protein there? Is it only there just to add protein, or is it for a flavor thing or body thing?
I'm just adding some protein. I just made it up. I made it up, Tamara.
You know what? Because now our chaffles are healthy.
I want to be having some healthiness in my keto breakfast.
All right.
But I made it up. There's no official reason.
Oh, okay.
I'm the cook. I get to decide.
Nice.
Okay. Next on our list is
Shredded coconut.
And now, when you're shopping for shredded coconut, I'm going to hold up my package here as an example. Yeah. Make sure you're buying unsweetened shredded coconut. Because when I was growing up, my mom used regular coconut in all sorts of delicious desserts, but it was coated in sugar. Yeah. So I thought I was like eating a fruit, and really I was eating candy. So you want to make sure you're eating full natural shredded coconut that's unsweetened. Is that what you found too?
Yes, I did. It's unsweetened. This one's, I think, from, I don't know where it's from, Trader Joe's or something. Or
maybe I love Trader Joe's. They have a lot of good keto foods that are keto-friendly.
Do they?
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll go off topic.
How much of this coconut do we use?
So we're going to use a half cup of shredded unsweetened coconut.
Okay.
Just dump it on in. We're just dumping it in. Now, if you don't like coconut, people, don't put it in there. Don't freak out. Don't write me a letter and say, Stephanie, I don't like coconut. What do I do? Just don't put it in.
Okay.
Be wild and crazy like that. It's okay to break the rules.
Good. Okay. So we've
got... I do get letters. I get letters like, well, what do? I don't like coconut. I'm like, then don't put coconut in. They're all like, it's serious.
It seems like there's a zillion different ways you can make chaffles. So why not experiment with it, right?
I totally agree with you. I mean, it's a very simple recipe. You're not, wasting your whole day making a lasagna or something that's so critical. This is just ingredients that you're dumping in a blender and, you know, cooking for 3 minutes in a waffle iron. So take some risks. Don't be afraid to try and, change it up.
This is, you're seeing my other thing is I use binder clips on
everything. I do too. That's a good idea.
Am I the only one?
No, because when you buy those wooden ones, the laundry clips, they snap off and fly across the room.
They totally do. No, binder clips are much better.
And you can still buy those at the dollar store. All right, ready for the next ingredient?
Yeah, what's next?
Next ingredient is 2 tablespoons of unsweetened vanilla almond milk. Okay. I'll hold up what I bought here. What kind did you get? And if you don't have almond milk, use a different dairy alternative milk. It doesn't have to be.
I got Silk.
I think that's what I have too. It must have been on sale.
Oh, yeah, we both have Silk. Cost 2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons of unsweetened vanilla almond milk. And again, people, it's... What really matters is that it's a dairy alternative milk. And the reason why is regular milk has a lot of carbs due to the lactose component. Yeah. It's not that it's got sugar in it. Milk does not have sugar, but lactose is the carbohydrate source for milk. And lactose is rich in carbohydrates. So you don't want carbs. Therefore, you get a dairy alternative milk. It can be tofu milk, almond milk, cashew milk, soy, hemp, whatever you want. They usually have 0 to 1 grams of carbs per 1 cup serving, but be sure to check the label of what you choose.
Yeah, because rice milk can get carby, right?
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. Rice in general is just evil. Yeah, or hemp or soy.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so
what did I say? I forgot. I was talking.
2 tablespoons. Yeah.
2 tablespoons. Oh, I'm about to use a quarter cup. That's not right. 2 tablespoons. Here we go.
And then vanilla extract is our next, right?
knows the next one. Now, you know what's funny is I realized this as I was putting this recipe together. I call for 2 tablespoons of vanilla extract, but I realize I kind of use a cheapy version at home. So our listeners may not want to put a full 2 tablespoons if they're using a more quality vanilla. Okay. I tend to use this cheapy stuff, which is probably, you know, all water. So it's up to you.
I have quality. You know where I got mine?
Where do you have yours?
I'll give you a hint. It says it's the elixir de los dioses, the elixir of the gods from Mexico.
Oh, you got yours on your cruise.
Yes, they make great vanilla, and it is strong. So I'm going to only add 1 tablespoon.
Yeah, why don't you just use a little bit? Yeah, I think I'm
I'm just going to do 1 because it's good. And if you like it more vanilla-y, you
can do more. It's up to you. Be wild and crazy like that. So I do like to add a hefty amount because, like we talked about earlier, chaffles can have a little bit of a cheesy taste or, I don't know, they can have that weird taste. So if you add a little bit more vanilla, I think it helps offset any kind of creepiness.
Good. Any aftertaste.
Well, you don't want that. I mean, come on. We're making fake waffles here. We gotta use our imagination.
Yes.
Next on our list, Tamara, is going to be 4 tablespoons of heavy whipped cream.
I'm going to put 4 of those right in the bucket here.
I'm doing that too. Now, heavy whipping cream is an ingredient that I think people overuse sometimes on Dirty Lazy Keto, Tamara. So it is important to really be mindful of how much heavy whipping cream you are using. I always feel the need to make a public service announcement against this stuff. I mean, I like it. I use it in my recipes. I use it in my cooking. Yeah. But you don't want to be pouring this into your coffee.
Especially like people who pour a half a cup in their coffee.
They're all like, blah, 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 like, oh, this tastes so good. I'm like, really? That's because you're having an entire cup of heavy whipping cream. Blow your roll, Missy. Right? A little dab will do you. And it does make your cooking good, but you don't want to have it so much that you're actually gaining weight and not losing weight. That's
yeah. Point. And I would think this would add some moisture to it.
Yeah. I mean, the fat is fabulous. So you don't want to be afraid of fat on Dirty Lazy Keto. So it's important to enjoy your fat, but not overdo it to the point where you're just guzzling it in your coffee drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next ingredient is we want a zero net carb sweetener. And this is like, I want to pick your brain on this. I got Splenda.
Okay.
I'm wondering, like, I know some of them don't bake as well. Like, is there ones that you would say are better for chaffles or not? What are your thoughts on that?
I feel like this is a political discussion almost. When it comes to, I do. People get very passionate about their sugar-free sweetener. I think that you have to do what's right for you and your belief system and what tastes good to you. I think everyone's taste buds are different and your budget is different. So if you find one that works for you and you like it, then use it. And don't feel pressure to switch just because one is more natural or one is more expensive. It doesn't, you know, this is all about you and your life.
Okay. And like stevia, like I know a lot of people prefer that one. But does it bake? Do the other ones bake okay? Or I guess we're not really baking, so it's not a huge deal putting it in the waffle iron then?
I can hear the hesitancy in your voice, Tamara, but I want you to embrace your choice and own it.
Okay. All right.
There is no right or wrong answer. And honestly, this is probably the most heated topic in all of Dirty Lazy Keto. Everybody wants to know, what sweetener should I use? What's the best one? What's the healthiest? The one that works is the one that you'll actually use. So that's the one I think you should, you know, if you find one you like, stick with it. Don't listen to anyone else. Just go with it.
And you have here 6 tablespoons, which I thought that's quite a bit.
It sure is. You know why? Because I like things sweet. So if you don't, then you should cut back.
Just cut it back. All right.
If you don't like it that sweet, then that's your prerogative. Okay. I like things very sweet because I have a crazy sweet tooth, and that's what I'm going to do. Because I wrote the recipe.
And we're going tropical. So to me, that sounds.
So I'm going 6, baby. I'm all in. 1, 2. I better count. You're making me laugh. 3.
I know. And then it's easy to lose track when you're talking.
Yeah. When I was on the Today Show with Al Roker, that was fun. We were dancing, but I was so nervous.
I know. I was nervous for you.
I was terrified. So this is way better. I could do this every day.
Our listeners, they don't care if we make mistakes.
I hope not. They're laughing at our jokes anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so we just finished putting in our 6 tablespoons of zero net carb sweetener of your choice, without judgment. And before you do anything else, Tamara, we are going to pulse this in the blender for 30 seconds, stopping to scrape the sides, and then we'll pulse 30 seconds more. And then we'll add our final ingredient.
And I got my thing. So listeners, it's going to be a little loud.
It's going to be a little loud. Close your ears. We're going to go 30, little bit of
30
blending.
30 seconds?
Here we go.
Call that 30.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I got my little rubber scraper. So we just
my rubber scraper.
Just push it off the sides is what you
scrape
want.
Scrape it off the sides because you don't want your batter, you know, not mixing properly. Please, I always recommend stop halfway. Make sure.
All right.
And then you give it another go.
Okay, for 30 more seconds?
Yeah, whatever. So it looks good. How'd you do?
Looks good. Looks like regular batter.
Looks good.
Maybe slightly runnier.
Oh, really? Mine's a little thicker. But you know what? I think I may have used the wrong size teaspoon when I was doing protein powder. I was all excited talking to you.
It was supposed to be a tablespoon.
I know. I think I used something bigger. I don't know. Next is our final ingredient, and that is our macadamia nuts. I recommend using 1/4 cup chopped macadamia nuts. And the reason I chose macadamia nuts, Tamara, A, they're tropical and kind of Hawaiian-y, but also they're low in carb. Not all nuts are created equal. These are actually 2 grams of net carbs per 1 ounce serving, which is about 12 nuts. And that's usually about 1/4 cup.
And they taste great.
And they taste fabulous. Throw it right in the batter. And you could crush your nuts beforehand. My blender is pretty powerful. I know I broke the rules. Just because I know my blender will, but normally if I had my other blender, the one with the tape, keeping it taped shut, it went poof every time I turned it. Yeah. And that one, it was not as powerful. So I would definitely chop my nuts ahead of time.
And you can save some and maybe use as a garnish later.
You could. Absolutely. Why not?
If you wanted
to put that
really
on your garnish platter, you're getting creative. I love it.
Look at me.
You are a cook.
So do we just, now what do we do? Blend it for
So we're just going to pulse it for a few seconds. You don't want to over pulse it because you only want your nuts to be kind of stirred around. You don't want them to be like peanut butter. You want them to just get a little crunchy.
So it's like chunky peanut butter instead of smooth peanut butter.
You got it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. Okay, now do we just pour it in the waffle?
I know, isn't this exciting? We're about
to
have breakfast.
Too easy.
It really is. Didn't you feel like that was the easiest thing you've ever made in your whole life?
Super easy.
Super easy.
Okay.
Just to let our listeners know what kind of net carbs we're talking about here, because everybody wants to know what's the dealio. These are, the recipe is going to yield 6 chaffles with 3 grams of net carbs per chaffle. How many are you going to make to start? Are you going to make?
I'm going to do just one full waffle thing. So it's 4 different sections. I'm going to just go for it and eyeball
it. You're
going
to go for it.
I'm going to do. Living dangerously.
You're living on the edge, sister. I'm going to be using 2 squares. I have less squares than you. Now here's a tip. When you're filling your waffle iron, you want to make sure not to overfill it. And the reason why is it can ooze out all over the place, and that's bad. So always pour, less is more. Pour it in the middle of your waffle maker.
Yours is so much thicker than mine.
I know. I'm telling you, I think I might have got distracted with all our laughter and used maybe... I may have used something incorrect. So, we're just going to be looking at yours today.
Well, I poured... that's about half my batter in there. It looks like... So mine will make 2 of the... the 4 waffle thing. So,
hey Siri, set a 3-minute alarm.
Okay, so did you?
Isn't that fancy?
All set.
Did you see
so
that?
So it's 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Let's see what happens.
Okay, and then
as a backup, I should pull out my chaffles from the freezer just in case I messed up today.
Or you know how they do on baking shows? They're already done in the oven, and they just pull it out. Right. Like we're not that sophisticated here.
But no, I do have them though. This is my backup chaffles.
Oh, there you go.
So, I was making these yesterday.
Talk about storage, because you just put them in a plastic bag like that?
I did. So I made some chaffles the other, I think it was yesterday. I was texting you pictures. And I just, let them cool down and then shove them in a Ziploc bag. I like to pre-portion them, maybe 2, and then here's some more.
Oh, and so, and then you just, you do put it like in the toaster to
heat
it up?
Just microwave it.
Or microwave it,
Yeah. I'll hold up one. This is a frozen one. It looks great.
Yeah.
You can tell I took a bite off the corner. You see that? But they're very easy. You could microwave them. You could toast dry them. Whatever you got. After we cook our chapels, what? Are you laughing?
This is smelling really good.
You smell really good.
It smells
like you're on vacation.
I don't know what it smells like, but it smells really yummy. I can't wait to try it. Well, you were talking about portion control, Stephanie. So like how many carbs for a serving? I guess what would be a serving and how many carbs in there? Calories? So, like what do we need to know about that part?
So one of the great things about working with a big publisher like Simon & Schuster is they hired a dietitian to calculate all the macronutrients for every recipe. So if you're tracking calories and fat grams and sodium and all these little, every little macronutrient, then that's something that's going to be included in every recipe of the Dirt Cheap Cookbook. For myself, since I'm the lazy queen of Dirty Lazy Keto, I only count net carbs. And so each chaffle, if you make 6, we'll have 3 grams of net carbs per chaff.
That's great. Yeah. Does that include the syrup on it?
No, it does not.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That cost extra.
Do we use syrup on it?
Heck yeah.
Okay. I know I need to get my plating.
I'm getting my plating because we're fancy.
Do you recommend butter and syrup?
I think you need everything.
Let's do it right.
Live on the edge.
Okay.
So I pulled out some of my, I have some butter here. I've got some Lakanto sugar-free syrup. I have my Mrs. Butterworth sugar-free syrup. I've got, oh, has it been 3 minutes?
I'm relying on yours.
Oh my goodness. It looks so beautiful. I'm going to hold mine.
Mine?
Up.
Okay. Mine needs a little time. I'm going to go a little bit. I like mine a little darker.
You go, you do you.
But it looks pretty already. I don't know.
Can you see mine? Look at the camera.
Oh, see, mine is too, but it's not quite as dark.
Well, you did put yours on medium, remember? On your thing.
So right, maybe, I'm gonna let mine,
maybe
I'm
my gonna let $10 mine go. Free waffle iron works differently from yours. But that's a good tip. So even though I say 3 minutes in this recipe, you could go 3 to 5. If you feel like you need a little bit longer on yours, then.
Yeah. And I got my sugar-free syrup. This is like the most generic. I don't know if you can see it. The most generic sugar-free.
I love it. Is it like a house brand?
No, it's not even a house brand. It's like, I got it for like $1.
Nice.
So
that's extra thrifty of you.
Is it? So we want syrup, butter. Anything else we need on that? How about some whipped cream?
Oh, I forgot about that. Forgive me for touching the chaffles with my bare hands.
I know. I'm using it to
I want
help,
you all to see.
Is your mine? It falls apart a little bit easy. Is yours the same way or no?
Mm-mm.
No.
I thought you were cooking yours a little longer. There's no rush.
I did. Sorry, I snuck a taste.
You're already eating?
I didn't
so I'm
going to
go ahead and put a little piece. Butter on my chaffles.
Okay. Okay. Let's put some butter.
Putting some butter.
Any particular kind of butter or do we care? People
like,
talk about that. Carry
people do
gold
talk about
or...
butter. They act like one butter is better than another. Isn't butter butter? I don't know. I don't really care if it's Kerrygold or a Walmart brand. I buy what's on sale. I do buy unsalted butter because I like to control how much salt I put in my recipes. But, if you feel strongly about that special butter, then you buy it. This is Dirty Lazy Keto. You do things your way.
And then, so you got mine buttered. Okay. And you put your syrup.
Oh, and by the way, I do recommend using a plastic fork when you're pulling your chaffles out of the chaffle maker. And I do put that in the cookbook at every chaffle recipe because I have more than one. And the reason why is it doesn't scrape your waffle iron and it pulls them out a little easier.
I use the metal one.
For you.
Well, we
good
don't want to scrape that expensive waffle iron of yours.
I'm going to finish mine off with some lovely whipped cream.
Oh, you're going in.
Okay. We have whipped light cream.
Well, this was all they had at the grocery outlet. I went shopping and I'm like, really real whipped cream, sugar-free whipped cream, whatever you can find that's on sale. The most important part is the carbs. Just flip it around. Look at the nutritional label. This is one gram of net carb per one serving, which is 2 tablespoons.
Okay, I'm showing off my beautiful waffle.
Oh, let me see. Oh, look at you. That's so pretty.
I know. Isn't
you
that
all
pretty?
In. I'm going to have some whipped cream too.
Okay. But now.
Is that 2 tablespoons? I'm just kidding. That's not
just
2 tablespoons.
You don't do it like directly into your mouth like my kid.
All right. I'll move that
one. Disgusting.
I got a little too excited.
Okay, Stephanie, I can't wait to try it. I'm salivating.
You're ready.
I'm going to try it because it smells amazing.
I'm going to eat mine off a platter. I'm going to have the Mrs. Butterworth.
Okay.
It's almost
It
out.
Tastes like a coconut cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cakey. I'm surprised. There's no egginess at all.
No,
it's very cakey. Yeah, I would say.
Oh my gosh,
so that's good. Pretty darn close to a coconut cake.
It's not. Doesn't taste like a waffle.
It is, but it's
look at the size of my plate.
It's breadier than I expected. Like I expected it more eggy.
And it's not, right?
No, not at all. It's like a regular old waffle.
It's like a fabulous waffle.
You know what else is really good about it?
Sugar-free. There's no sugar. No flour.
You know, and it tastes really sweet. And you know what I also like is there's these, the nuts are like nutty. So you get nuts in every bite. It's delicious.
I like macadamia nuts.
I know. Me too. Okay, I just want to eat now.
No, let's just go ahead.
Wait, people. We're eating. I wonder if you gave it to someone who wasn't on keto and if they could tell.
They would have no idea.
I don't think they would have no idea.
My kids, if I feed these to them, they have no idea. They think they're frozen waffles from the store.
Oh my God. It's almost like a dessert.
You could have a chaffle any time of day. In the cookbook, I do have multiple chaffle recipes. There's chocolate chaffle. There's chocolate chip chaffles. The coconut chaffles, plain chaffles. You can use these for sandwiches, for side dishes. You can use them all day long.
I don't recommend this for a side sandwich.
No, but you wouldn't want the coconut.
Yeah.
Like a plain chaffle, you could.
This would be a great brunch with a tropical, like mimosa or something, if there's such a thing.
You're crazy. You have to make me a good cup of coffee next time. I think that should be our next cooking live. What do you think, Deborah?
I think we need to do a coffee, keto coffee. Or you know what I was inspired to by just now?
Yeah.
You need to do a keto cocktail Bible where you
Oh
my God, you need to do that.
Cocktails with Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Oh my God.
And cocktail hour, should we do it?
Yes, we could do a cocktail hour and we need to do a coffee hour. But okay. You need to do a book because I want recipes for good keto cocktails.
Okay. I'm on it, sister.
On the list.
Putting it on the list.
Yes. I know. This is so, I know I can't stop eating it. So,
this is the most fun podcast ever.
It's very luscious, people. I don't know.
You might need a little bit more butter.
You're just hearing, so you can't taste it, but try it. Give it a try and tell us what you think.
I'm excited to share this recipe and 100 other delicious recipes with all of our listeners.
Yes.
And just as a reminder, in case you weren't taking notes today, you can get this free recipe as a download and it'll be printable on the dirtylazyketo.com website. And so for more fun recipes like this, I hope that you'll check out my newest book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook, 100 Easy Recipes to Save Money and Time. And that's it right there.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.